Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Everybody stop what you're doing, please!
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Where's the hammer?
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
Is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans.
Oh. Welcome to...
Stop it! Stop
Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. This is our Around the Toolbox special. This is where we talk about the trades. We talk about people in the construction industry. It doesn't matter if you're a framer or working in a flooring store. This one here is for you, and we try to make it relate to everybody. Every single week, you hear this typically post up on Thursday morning Pacific time, and then you can catch it anytime you catch podcasts. Well, I'm Eric G. We've been talking about lots of different stuff. Well, we've got a train in the background. That's kind of a cool little sound effect. We've been talking about different business out there, and you know, it seems that right now we're starting to come out of the, some people across the U.S. are starting to get back to work. You know, they just allowed Washington State, for instance, to get back, and you know, and I was talking to my friend in Philly, and Pennsylvania's got their stuff coming back on for construction and different levels. Oregon never really tapped the brakes hard. Right now, though, I think that is a great time if you have a business in the design and construction trades to really start thinking about ramping up your marketing. Here's why. And it's just not because I work in this field. Here's, I think, the biggest thing for this. The people out there, and I know many of them, that have still kept advertising and marketing during these troubled times, they kept their business going, and they've actually done pretty well. I know of a couple people that are out there hiring people that were laid off by other companies that panicked and downsized. So they were in the right position for that. So what I want to say is that right now, because advertising rates for radio, for instance, even television, are so low. I mean, you can go in and negotiate a killer deal right now. You would be crazy not to go do that. And of course, put it in the places where you want to see it. Put it in when people are listening. You know, if you think about it, okay, when are people out driving around? Some people are still driving to work in the mornings. There's still some traffic out there. So drive time is great during the week. And then the weekends, lifestyle shows, for instance, like mine, Around the House with Eric G on the radio. You can put those ads around there and you have homeowners listening to the show. So it's all about where you put it and who you're trying to get. You know, if you're trying to get, homeowners that are, you know, that are higher end homeowners, you don't put it on the, 14 to 25 year old music station because the kids are going to catch it and you got the wrong demographic. Think about who your prime target is, and that's where you want to spend your money. You know, newspapers, not a lot going on there. Print ads. 10 years ago, I burned so much money in print ads that didn't pay off at all. So you just got to put it where it makes you money. Digital, great. But are you going to get lost in the fold of all the other people out there? So just think about what your plan is. Of course, have a good website. Have all your basics down. Have the people out there that can take the business. But right now is a golden era to start advertising. And that way, you've got more business coming in and you can be ahead of the game with your business plan. Because all we want to do is get back to normal. Even though normal is going to be a little bit different, putting some money in your pocketbook, but spending, taking your message out there is the key to your success. Like I've always said, every time I've grown businesses, the best time I have grown businesses in my life in the construction, design, you know, home improvement trades are these times right now. So this is when, to throw out a really cheesy Days of Thunder type reference, when you see that smoke and you're in the NASCAR car, just grab a gear and go and have your spotter get you through the smoke and you'll be good on the other side. So make sure you've got that advertising going so people know you're in business and they know where to find you. All right, everybody, that's my little tip of the week here. And make sure you catch Around the House this weekend. We've got a great show ahead. We're going to be talking real quick. It's not going to be a whole big episode, but it'll be one segment with my friends over at Bloom Pest Control about these murder hornets. You know, there's been so many memes on the internet about it. We're going to get down to kind of the truth about those things, where they're located, what's the actual facts about it. Not a bunch of hype. And then we're going to talk about everything from repairing concrete to really worrying about some of those toxic things in your house, and some of those things might be surprising to you. So catch the show every weekend. You can catch it on Saturdays on most channels. There are some people that play stuff on Sunday, but most channels you'll catch it on Saturday or Saturday afternoon Pacific time. You'll catch the podcast, get posted up right here where you listen to podcasts. All right, everybody, have a great rest of the week. Thanks for listening to Around the House. Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand-molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.